Sentire Media.
Welcome to the Stop Italian Sounding Podcast, uncovering authentic Italian food. I'm your host, Robert Campana, and join me as we delve into the rich heritage of genuine Italian food, exploring its legends, history, and traditions. Through important tips and insightful interviews with industry professionals, you'll gain a deeper understanding of authentic Italian food. Welcome back, everyone, to the Stop Italian Sounding Show, uncovering authentic Italian food. So, many people don't know that those who are lactose intolerant can actually eat cheese. Did you know that? Let me be more specific. Those who are lactose intolerant can enjoy cheeses that have been aged, and the longer the better. So, sorry, mozzarella and burrata are still out of the question. Anyway, let me start by discussing what lactose actually is, and then I'll tell you about three Italian cheeses that you could probably find in most supermarkets in North America. First of all, I have to give this disclaimer. I'm not a doctor, but I did do some research about this and will try to explain in very simple terms. Of course, when seeking medical advice or dietary changes, it is best to consult your doctor or specialist. Anyway, what is lactose? Well, lactose is a type of sugar found in milk and dairy products, and it's made of two simple sugars, glucose and galactose, and is broken down in our bodies with an enzyme called lactase. Anyway, not everybody's body can actually break down lactose efficiently. Some people have a deficiency leading to a condition that most have heard of, which is called lactose intolerance, which is, of course, the inability to break down and digest lactose. That means lactose remains undigested, which causes an array of uncomfortable symptoms. So many may not know that aged cheeses have very little to no lactose. So let me try to explain in simple terms. When milk is turned into cheese, there's a natural sugar that we just talked about called lactose. And to make cheese, certain bacteria is added to the milk. These bacteria basically eat up the lactose and turn it into another substance called lactic acid. Now, as the cheese ages, this lactic acid continues to do its job, and the bacteria keep breaking down the lactose. Also, when they make hard cheeses, they take out a lot of the liquid part of the milk, the whey, which has most of the lactose in it. So, by the time hard cheeses are fully ready to eat, most of the lactose is actually gone. That's why many people who have trouble digesting lactose, again, which is called being lactose intolerant, can usually eat hard cheeses without any problems. However, it is essential to note that the exact lactose content could vary depending on factors such as the cheese variety and the length of aging. And some individuals with severe lactose intolerance still may need to be careful when consuming hard cheeses. But for many, they can enjoy them without experiencing symptoms. That's why I said before that it's actually best to consult your doctor, especially if you have an extreme condition of lactose intolerance. Anyway, now that we know that aged cheeses are relatively safe to eat and enjoy if you're lactose intolerant, I want to tell you about three Italian cheeses that you could probably easily find in North American supermarkets. So let me first start by saying that I'm talking about three Italian cheeses and not Italian sounding cheeses. The reason why I say this is because the three cheeses that I'm about to mention are all PDO cheeses, meaning that they have extremely strict production regulation and standards. This ensures the quality of the product, and you can be sure that you're getting the real deal. These PDO cheeses will have the official red and yellow PDO seal, or sometimes you'll see it with the Italian acronym DOP. So, anyway, the Italian cheeses that I'm talking about are Pecorino Romano, Gorgonzola, and Parmigiano Reggiano. Now, like I mentioned before, I'd like to reiterate the fact that the exact lactose content can vary depending on factors such as the cheese variety and the length of aging, and people with extreme level of lactose intolerance may still need to be careful when consuming hard cheeses. But the more the cheese is aged, the less lactose it will contain. In fact, the Italian Ministry of Health defines lactose-free cheeses as those containing less than 0.1 grams of lactose per 100 grams of product. And Pecorino Romano, Gorgonzola, and Parmigiano Reggiano are on the list, with, of course, other cheeses such as Asiago, Fontina, and Grana Padano, just to name a few more. Anyway, back to the three that I wanted to discuss, Pecorino Romano, Gorgonzola, and Parmigiano Reggiano. I chose these three simply because they're relatively easy to find in North American supermarkets, so you'd be able to go out and look for them and purchase them if you want. So, again, real Italian Pecorino Romano could be found in many supermarkets in North America and also around the world, to be fair. And the way you know that you're getting the authentic ones is by looking at the rind of Pecorino Romano. It would actually have the branding on the rind, along with the official red and yellow PDO seal on the packaging. So it's a cheese that's made with sheep's milk. In fact, pecorino is a word in Italian that means from a sheep, because the word pecora means sheep. This cheese could only be produced in the Italian regions of Sardinia, Lazio, and the Tuscan province of Grosseto. The next cheese that I want to talk about that is considered lactose-free is gorgonzola, one of my favorite cheeses. And again, I'm talking about the real Italian gorgonzola. Now, with gorgonzola, there is not a rind branding similar to that of Pecorino Romano. So on the rind of gorgonzola, you won't find an imprint of its name. Instead, you'll have to look at the packaging and search for the red and yellow PDO seal, along with its official consortium logo, which is a G. Gorgonzola comes in two types, dolce and piccante. Dolce, my personal favorite, is less aged and creamier, while piccante is a harder type of gorgonzola, which means that it is actually aged longer than dolce. It's made with cow's milk and can only be produced in most of the region of Lombardia and some of the region of Piemonte in northern Italy. And lastly, Parmigiano Reggiano is also another Italian cheese that could be found in many North American supermarkets, and it is indeed also considered lactose-free. It's also made with cow's milk and can only be produced in the areas of Parma, Reggio Emilia, Modena, and Bologna to the left of the Reno River, and also Mantova to the right of the Po River. And the easiest thing to look for when looking for real Parmigiano Reggiano is the dotted rind, along with, of course, the red and yellow PDO seal on the packaging. So I mentioned the red and yellow PDO seal a few times, and I'm assuming that you see a pattern with this seal, with this logo. And again, it is a logo that indicates that the product can only be produced in a specific geographic location due to history, tradition, and production know-how. And it's all regulated with extremely strict quality standards and rules. The PDO seal also exists to help protect against imitations, which of course do not follow the regulations obviously set forth by the PDO policy. Anyway, as we wrap up today's show, people who are lactose intolerant can indeed enjoy many hard aged cheeses as they contain an amount of lactose that is below 0.1 grams per 100 grams of product, which is deemed to be lactose-free by the Italian Ministry of Health. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the stories of authentic Italian cuisine. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for more insights and interviews. Also, feel free to reach out with your thoughts or questions on our social media channels at Stop Italian Sounding or on our website, stopitasounding.com. Grazie a tutti e alla prossima.
Hey, podcast producers and show hosts. Do you want to join a podcast network that celebrates all things Italian? At Sentiti Media, we understand the allure of Italy and its unique culture. Our devoted team of hosts and producers are all driven by their shared passion for Italy. And we work tirelessly to create the best lifestyle podcasts and content that will whisk you away to the very heart of Italy. With us, you can savor the mouth-watering flavors, get lost in the stories from the past, break down the cultural barriers, and truly immerse yourself in the vibrant traditions of this intoxicating country. If you have a great podcast idea or are already in production and would like to join Sentire Media, head over to sentiremedia.com, that's sentiremedia.com, and find out how to submit your show.